All right, we're here at the NFL Combine with Sports Illustrated's Joan Neeson. And Joan, let's talk a little bit about this group of college prospects, because it seems like there's a theme with every draft class. What do you see as kind of the theme for this group?
I mean, I would say the defensive side of the ball is really where a lot of the strength and the guys who I think are going to be big playmakers in the league, I think that's the side of the ball this year. We've got guys like Joey Bosa, Jalen Ramsey. Those are my favorite guys in this draft. On the offensive side, I think everyone has their different favorite quarterback. I can't get a consensus on where any of that those guys are going to go. Running backs, I think there's maybe one first-rounder. Receivers, there's not really a consensus too much either. And it's really interesting to see how that will shake out. But for me, the standout talent where you go, that guy's a top-five pick, that's on the defensive side of the ball.
You see schools like Alabama, LSU here every year, but we're also seeing this year North Dakota State in smaller schools. Do you think it's easier for those smaller schools to stand out now than maybe in years past?
I think that's definitely true. I mean, just you can click on YouTube and get a highlight reel of a guy like Carson Wentz. And I also think, though, that I don't know where this falls down the line, but he's a guy who performed so well at the Senior Bowl, and people are still talking about him now. And so that existed in the past, but at the same time, does he get to the Senior Bowl? Does he get that invite, if not for this technology? I don't really know, and I think there is that. I mean, during the season, you heard his name, and it's not like one of those things where you don't hear about him until after the season when you're really cranking down into draft coverage. So I think that's really good for guys like him.
You've also been all over the country covering college this year. Maybe a player that not many people are talking about, maybe a little bit off the radar, somebody who might not go on day one. Who's kind of somebody that maybe we should look out for?
I think a guy who NFL people aren't really talking about, but people in the college game are very excited about, is Noah Spence, who played at Ohio State, was kicked off the team for a drug problem, kind of redeemed his career at the FCS level, and is now also had a great Senior Bowl, and is now being talked about maybe as a first rounder if he interviews well. And it's funny, I talk to friends who cover the NFL, and you're getting into that draft coverage right now, and he's not a guy who played in the national championship or who played in the SEC. You don't hear that name, but he is a guy who at the college level is, I think, turning a lot of heads.
We've seen the Broncos in the past take guys like that, like Shane Ray, Bradley Roby, guys who might have had trouble in their past. Maybe not Noah Spence, but could you give us somebody else who would maybe be a good fit for the Broncos? I know they're drafting late,
so somebody
else who might fit their needs.
You know, it's so tough to say what's going to happen at pick number at least 31, not 32 this year with the missing Patriots pick, but I would love to see them get one of those top tackles, offensive tackles, just to beef up that offensive line. I think the guy who would probably fall out of that group would be maybe Taylor Decker from Ohio State, who is so physically imposing. You just look at him and your jaw kind of drops. I was at Ohio State's bowl game talking to him, and I'm not tall, but standing there, I was just like, oh my gosh, he is so physically imposing and really a guy who I think has a lot of upside at the pro level.